Sorry, guys. I'll try not to do that much. Oh.
I'll try not to do that more than 10 times. Just twice, I suppose.
Fix it in post, right, Silas?
Yeah, we're going to do a whole lot of that.
I also Mono. That I need to turn on the live stream. Ryan Reynolds got a vasectomy. Why is YouTube suggesting this to me?
Is it on the Ryan Reynolds channel?
I just learned that the Raiders coach got fired for an email he sent 7 years ago.
Yeah, that's a cool thing to do now.
The shitty part is that he didn't get fired 7 years ago.
That's true.
Touché.
All right.
Douche.
Well, let me look up this Ryan Reynolds vasectomy thing.
Douche.
That might be our new lead topic.
Bisectomy thing going on?
Reynolds vasectomy.
There you go. All right.
Oh! Well. Ryan Reynolds vasectomy.
It was recommended to me on the YouTube when I logged in.
I've watched this. It's good. It's good stuff. You should watch it.
All right, well, welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 183, being recorded on October 19th, 2021. The Council is now in session, and as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit?
Whoa.
It was like a double echo. With little background and absolutely no expertise. All Council Cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever.
Did Logan say it too?
Yes. He tried to.
No.
you're busy?
Okay. That was the car talking.
That was not me. But cool. You know what's also not me is putting spider silk in my open wounds to make them heal, which apparently is myth busted. It doesn't actually help you at all.
So, who thought it would help in the first place?
Apparently the ancient Greeks and Romans.
Chose who are all dead, by the way.
Why didn't they ask the angels?
Yeah, Logan, turn up your gain. We can't hear you.
Oh, no.
Logan, turn down your gain. We can hear you.
Oh, David, turn down your gain. We can hear you.
Boom, roasted. Boom, roasted, roasted, roasted. Everyone's roasted.
So... So this was way back in ancient Rome, huh?
So yeah, apparently all the way back in ancient Roman literature, medical literature, I can only assume because they wrote so much, they apparently had a common practice of using spider silk and stuffing it into people's battle wounds, and it apparently was what they thought antimicrobial. And would help people heal.
Did they know about microbes back then?
They did not, but you know they thought that it would help. So apparently, well, this practice though has continued until modern times, and people still swear by taking spider silk if you get wounded out in the wilderness. You can find a spider and stuff that silk right in your cut. Turns out it doesn't do jack shit.
What?
You know, the Romans, they didn't figure out this spider silk thing, but they did have microscopes, and they did know about microbes, and they didn't understand the whole spider silk thing. So it's just a little known fact I thought I'd share with.
Well, that's cool. I did guys, not know yeah. that, Brian. Thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you for bestowing the knowledge upon us.
Mm-hmm.
So wait. I just... You know what? Thumbs up for finally figuring it out. I don't know. I don't have any patience for people who do stuff like this.
Yeah, those Romans, they were idiots. I'm going to say down for shoving all kinds of things into a wound that you shouldn't.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why anybody would have ever thought that this was a good thing to try and shove into your wound. So,
Spider's silk?
I'm going to have to go with Brian and be like, you know, there's a reason they're not alive anymore. So thumbs down.
Are we sure they didn't like put a live spider there and then like the spider would make a web in the wound to close it?
Because if they did that, that would make a lot more sense than just finding a random spider's web and shoving it into your open wound. Well,
but trying to get a spider trained to try and connect the two with the damaged tissue with spider webbing seems like a really daunting task, honestly.
Also, would the spider have to like go like sew into your skin?
Yeah, I mean,
be able to make that happen?
I think so.
Ugh.
That's yeah. why they have well, the pinchers for.
The pinchers, things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plausible.
Plausible. That's a good word to use for this.
Yeah, why is there a picture of a spider in a giant Lego contraption?
That's how they apparently extracted spider silk from the spider.
Hmm.
Wait, the ancient Romans had Legos?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And microscopes.
Yep.
In that case, thumbs up for Legos.
You know, something that you don't need Legos to do is go to space in, which is...
I bet you could go to space with Legos.
You could go to space with Legos, not in Legos, probably. No Lego rocket ships.
Wait, what?
Yes, don't try taking a Lego rocket ship to space.
I think that's a new challenge here.
So that guy hopping up and down in the Lego movie, screaming spaceship, 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 was just full of... marketing nonsense.
Yes, it was full of nonsense put on by Blue Origin because that guy was William Shatner and he actually went to space.
Oh no, that's really cool. Oh, finally.
Yeah, what was it, the as soon as somebody over the age of or 90 or older goes into space, they'll Shatner the record of the oldest person in space.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, that's bad.
That was good.
It was horrible.
So here's what I imagine happened is that he went and sat in the captain's chair and started giving orders. And everyone was like, that's so cool. That's you did it. But then he didn't stop doing that. And he expected everyone to respond to him as if he was in captain. Charge.
Captain,
you know,
red alert.
Here's a better one. Somebody to repeat his orders every time he said it.
Yeah, here's a better one. When he, on liftoff, he Shatnered himself.
Oh, is that true?
I hope so.
Gross.
Gross.
You can probably buy his Shatnered underpants on eBay later this month.
I was going to say. Yeah, I'm sure
he needs
could.
All the money so that he can pay off this trip to space.
Did they let him? Did he pay, or did he just get a free ride for being Captain Kirk?
You know, I saw a picture of him in an Amazon warehouse, and I'm assuming that that's how he's paying it off.
He's just putting in hours.
A lot of hours.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I guess he can finally say he's gone to the space frontier for real this time, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of cool that he was the oldest guy to go to space.
I can't believe he's 90. Good Lord.
You know what's funny to think about?
He honestly doesn't
look 90. Going to the space frontier.
No, not really. He looks like a museum version of himself. He looks like a wax figure, a wax version of himself at the age of 90. That's what he looks like.
How do we not know that isn't a wax figure of him?
That probably is how they got him up there.
That's how they got him up there.
How do we know that this is just a sound stage in an Amazon warehouse?
There you go.
That is actually more plausible.
You know what's funny about going into the space frontier?
No, tell us.
It's like the equivalent of going to what was the West frontier and like stepping 2 feet over the line into the West frontier and saying, ha ha ha, I did it. And then going back.
That's true.
That's probably true.
Yep. That's true.
We're talking about Blue Origin's space.
No, Logan, it's not true because if you think about how there is infinite space and it continues to expand, it's more like stepping a half of a millionth of a centimeter over the line.
Actually, it's like stepping into the ocean on the shore and saying, I explored the ocean.
There you go.
You didn't explore the ocean. You explored one one millionth of a gallon of it there where you stepped off the shore.
Think about if an ant on the beach and it got like a wave came up and like just engulfed it and then it got spit back out. It was like, I survived that. It would go tell its friends that it explored the ocean. Right?
I think you win this ridiculous argument, Silas. Nice job.
I don't know what I win. Doesn't seem like it's worth it. Whatever, you know, it was.
I give it a thumbs up for
you win that
going to space. So why not?
Yeah, and I, Bill, you know, Captain Kirk, you always got to give him a thumbs up.
Yeah, I think this topic's been Shatnered as well. Let's move on.
Oh, that was not a good ending to that.
That was terrible. That was terrible, and that's almost as bad as the new Apple MacBook Pro that has a notch on its screen.
That's probably the best segue that you've done in a very long time. I appreciate that one.
I can't believe you put this Mac Pro in science.
They can't say that it is the best MacBook ever created or the best computer ever created, but I will. Look at it.
It's the best MacBook ever created.
It's the best computer ever created. It's magnificent. So beautiful.
Does it look different than in the other ones?
Yeah.
They apparently squared it off, so it's got more squared corners instead of rounded ones.
Hmm.
You know, Apple loves doing stuff to their corners, so.
Yeah, it looks more like the old white polycarbonate Macs.
It does look a lot more like that. That is true.
Here's what it looks like, everyone.
They probably said
a laptop.
Old polycarbonate cases.
Hey, wait, that's the iPad with the notch.
But yeah, did you say that they encased that new Mac in carbonite? What did you say?
Yes.
Polycarbonate.
Oh, polycarbonate. Sorry.
You know, I'm not sure I fully understand the notch part of it, but, you know, I guess it's better than
having
the camera.
Wait, what don't
down.
You understand about the? Don't you understand about the notch part? Notch doesn't
like the XPSs did for like 10 years, and it was retarded. I guess not retarded, but not.
We don't use that word about XPSs.
Look!
I do appreciate them putting it at the top of the screen because I do have one of those Dells that has the camera down in the bottom, and it is the worst.
Let's talk about the notch for just a second.
But does the notch need to be that big? Come on.
You mean to the sides? Would you prefer the notch be this big?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the notch.
Just a pixel big. One pixel big.
I wish my computer could have a pretty picture like that on the front of it.
Let's do this.
Can you please mock that up for me, like right now? I want to see what this would look like.
MacBook Pro 2019. We'll just do images and we'll go look at this. And then you can look at Brother Cookie. I'm cool with that.
Like, okay. I would prefer there not to be a notch.
See this black bar across the top here? See how thick that is? It had to be there. Do you know why? I don't either, but it's going to be there. Here. When we go look at this, it's the same depth. It goes down just as far as the other one did. Straight down here. It's not taking up any more screen space than right here. However, like this, we get all the space to the left and all the space to the right to be able to use the menu bar, which has to exist at the top of the screen in every single Mac. Now, it's just sitting there in what was otherwise going to be unused space.
I feel like that space could have been used for structural integrity of the display or make it easier to repair.
Why would you want to do that?
If you on the screen of the older Mac,
buy a new one.
Yes, that is correct.
So how fast is this computer?
It actually moves at 0 miles per hour unless you are carrying it
or throwing it.
Or launching it out of some kind of a cannon.
How fast can it compute things? Really fast.
It's not a computer. It's a Mac.
You know, I will give them a lot of credit for being super brave in bringing back physical ports.
Yes, that is a good point.
You know,
don't know if that's sarcasm or not, but I like it.
I mean,
so do you think the physical parts work better for what you do?
It's very forward thinking, not making your customers have to carry around 10 dongles to connect all of their devices.
Well, here's the thing
that's amazing. How could they have ever imagined a different world?
I don't think any other computer manufacturer would have thought to do that.
They were really getting excited about the prospect of the Thunderbolt 3 ports and all the things that they would be able to do. And I think they truly thought everything is going to move to USB-C or Thunderbolt. So there's no reason to have USB-C or HDMI. Like, all of their monitors connect via Thunderbolt 3. So they're like, why would we put an HDMI port in there? There's no reason for that. So, I mean,
why put an HDMI port? So they can sell more cables.
Yeah, cables are more like $50 from Apple.
Yeah, and that's Apple's whole business model, is to do everything they can to sell cables.
Yep.
When I go look at their cables, though, what's fascinating about it is Apple doesn't make any of them. If you want to buy a dongle, 90% of the dongles on their website are from other third-party manufacturers. And I believe that's why they finally were just like, right, nobody's buying into the Thunderbolt. Not enough people are buying, like, none of other manufacturers are buying into switching their cable inputs to USB-C, Thunderbolt 3, Thunderbolt 4. So there's no reason. You know what? If you can't beat them, join them. We'll just go back to hanging out with all those idiots with the slow ports. And I think that's why they just were like, you know what? HDMI 2, whatever. You guys want something really cool? Use the Thunderbolt 4 port.
Well, you know, let's just take display. A little bit of a trip through history here a little bit. We'll go back to the wonderful year of 2016 when Apple had the most revolutionary design ever in MacBook Pros. They brought you the butterfly keyboard, which has turned out well. They brought you the touch bar.
Yep.
Which nobody used. And they brought you the one and only, the one port to rule them all, Thunderbolt 3. And now, in the 2021, they've made a very big step in their lineage of computer improvements. They have now replaced the touch bar with function keys.
No.
They did do that.
They have brought you more ports than just one. And they have given you more screen options. It's amazing.
Let's look at this, though. I want to look at one other thing here from Apple. Because
I can't even fathom how they ever came up with these ideas. Oh my God.
Just listen to their customers. How many other manufacturers are doing that? Let's see here. Mac, I'm interested in the MacBook Pro 13-inch. It still has the touch bar, the MacBook Pro 13-inch. Oh, yeah. So they haven't completely abandoned the touch bar. They abandoned it for their true professional users, the
people who want physical buttons.
People who are old and aren't with the times and aren't willing to change their ways and learn new things. Yes, they went back to physical hard keyed buttons. You know what's surprising is that they didn't actually just turn this thing into a typewriter with as grumpy as everyone is.
You know, we got Apple TV at the house and I hate the remote. Well, I'm liking it more now, but at first it was so complicated. I could not figure out the touchpad at the top and I ended up setting the language at, what was it, Logan?
Mandarin.
Mandarin. So all of a sudden the language was set at Mandarin. And then I couldn't undo that because I don't read Mandarin. So then we had to get out
Mandarin.
Mandarin. So then we had to get out phone and
use Google Translate.
Use Google Translate to use a stupid touchpad which I could not control.
No. We didn't use Google Translate. No. We didn't. I pulled up Bing. Not Bing. Bixby.
Well, and believe it or not, I had to use an Android phone to undo the whole thing.
I picked up Bixby.
Why didn't you ask Siri how to fix it? Didn't you say, Siri, fix my damn TV?
Well, Siri responded in Mandarin, so it was very confusing.
I pulled up Bixby on my Android, just pulled up the camera mode Bixby for translate, set the language option, and then just held it in front of the screen. And he looked at my phone translating the TV.
Here's the thing, though. I am really excited about the MagSafe cable coming back.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing that they were brave enough to do is get rid of MagSafe.
That's right.
Like, that is probably the biggest feature I, as a PC user, would love to see on laptops.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you know,
MagSafe is brilliant.
All joking aside, I mean, actually, I do think these are pretty decent computers for what they are now. If you don't mind being in the Apple OS. But
now if they could get rid of the Lightning port on the iPhones.
I say thumbs up. Nice job, Apple.
And actually make it a Thunderbolt port.
Did that on one of their iPad.
All of the iPads are now USB-C.
They just need to figure that out on the iPhone. That must be really hard to do.
Yeah. I don't know if that is possible to put a USB-C port onto an iPhone.
I think that might be impossible.
It is. They're just unwilling to change because of the infrastructure they have in place.
They can't sell enough cables that way.
Have you heard their justification for it?
For what?
No, and it's going to be terrible.
So they actually said having there are this many million Lightning cables already out in the world in existence. And so we're planning to stick with Lightning cables for now so that we reduce our impact on the environment and not creating a whole bunch of new cables that people have to switch to again.
Why they don't include the power charger anymore as well, when it's all fucking bullshit. It is all about money.
I will give them one thing. The only thing that's ever made sense to me about having the Lightning port on the iPhones versus USB-C is there is some inherent robustness in it, because even on USB-C you still have that like little tab that kind of hangs out in the middle of the port, which
I like the connector of Lightning better, but yeah,
it could break off where the tab, there is no tab like that on the Lightning port. So I will give them credit on that one. That might be a little bit nicer.
If Apple would have allowed other people to use the Lightning port, they could continue their declaration that because there are millions of cables, they're not going to switch it. But it looks like the EU is going to force them to switch it anyway.
That is true. Well, you know what?
Force them to switch away from the Lightning cable?
Yes.
Look at that. What's wrong? That's perfect. Design of that is flawless. Mm-hmm. And the speed and the integrity of everyone should do Lightning cables. Like, I want my toaster to run off of a Lightning cable.
It's a thing of beauty, Rock. It's a thing of beauty.
Well, if Apple computers versus PCs.
You know, I am going to give Apple a thumbs up for doing something brave here. So, good for them.
I'm going to give her a thumbs up for the best laptop ever created.
Well, something that might not be the best laptop ever created is Windows 11, speaking of, if you specifically have a AMD CPU. Because apparently, if you are an early adopter of Windows 11 and a enthusiast who may be a gamer on your PC and running an AMD CPU, you may have just got hit with a 15% performance penalty.
I have seen 6, I have seen 12, this is the first time I have seen 15%. nobody knows.
No, nobody really knows.
But, I mean, and it's going to be easy to fix. They changed the scheduler for Adder Lake, which is Intel's new big little processor, big core, small cores, and they forgot that AMD existed. Essentially.
So, and this is what I don't understand exactly, is that, you know, Did AMD just never get sampled a build of Windows 11? Did nobody on AMD's campus sign up to be a Windows 10 or 11 insider and like test to see if this was going to be an issue or not?
Insider builds are fine. It was the release build that was the biggest problem.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, at least AMD is working on it. They are the ones, this article at least quotes them as saying 10 to 15% performance hit between the L3 cache issue and the scheduling of cores.
Yeah. I mean, Windows 10 had the same scheduler issue.
Yeah. And then AMD pushed out a BIOS update. So I would expect them to fix this either in most likely BIOS, I would guess.
It's a Windows issue. It won't be a BIOS update.
Well,
so is Windows 11 any good?
I don't know. It
says a lot right there. All right, thank you.
I mean, there's it will be good.
I don't know.
It's more like a feature pack.
It will be good.
It's more like the Windows 10 feature packs. They're just including more stuff than normal.
It's not really a redesign yet, huh?
No, it's not.
I mean, the only thing they really redesigned is the your taskbar at the bottom. It now looks like macOS. But
I am not a fan of the taskbar.
Did they put it in the notch at the top? I don't understand what's going on.
There is no notch.
If you want a notch, you could put a notch in it, though, because being a Windows machine means that you can do basically whatever the hell you want with it.
Yeah, you just have to take a hole puncher and just put it right at the top of your screen and put a hole in it. Now you've got it.
I'm going to say thumbs down for Windows 11. From just basically, based on you guys just kind of him-hawing around about my question, I'm going to say thumbs down for Windows 11.
It's name is Win 11.
Thumbs up for Windows 11, the best marketing campaign for new MacBooks that I've seen yet.
There you go.
I wouldn't say that.
Windows 11 on your computer. Throw it away. Get a Mac.
Yeah, I just don't think I've seen nearly the push or the eagerness to update to Windows 11 is what we probably saw when people updated to Windows 10, I would say. It just doesn't feel the same. I don't know. Do you feel it any differently, Dave?
Yeah, but what?
I mean,
I
have it running on my laptop, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just I don't see the need to update.
What was before 10? 8?
8.1.
Yeah, and that was terrible, so I can see why we'd all be eager to go to 10.
That's fair. You know, I'm going to give this a thumbs down to AMD, not to Microsoft, but to AMD. I think they could have, like, called up Microsoft and been like, hey, yo, help us out here.
Yep, I agree.
There are some cool features in 10 that...
In 11?
Yeah, in 11. That's how much I care about it. I'm calling it the wrong name.
Well, you know, something that is a cool feature is buying something and having it turn into poop, which is apparently what Moxie Marlin Spike, who is the founder of Signal, has done with an NFT that he is selling. So, if you guys remember, NFTs are kind of that thing that nobody really knows what they are. But apparently you can buy them and they somehow are in blockchain. I don't really understand it. But anyway, you can apparently buy his NFT, and as soon as somebody buys it, it's going to turn into a poop emoji.
How will it turn into a poop emoji if it's a digital of the original?
You have to ask? Duh. I have no idea.
I bet it has something to do with the coding in Python or whatever.
It's like a function call, and he says he apparently owns the function, and when the bid goes through, he will change what the function call is going to. So that's apparently how he's going to make it a poop emoji. That's what you're buying, is an actual function call.
I'm going to be right on that.
How much do you think it's going to go for?
Well, right, you were now, going... the highest bid is over $1,000.
When you put this in random shit, you were just going with a literal type of thing, right?
Literally. Shit. yeah, I mean, I'm not sure I understand what NFTs are. I'm not exactly sure why you'd want to buy a poop emoji. I don't get it.
If you are the creator, don't you continue to make money off of it every time it's sold?
Nah, it's only sold once.
No, because you are giving ownership of the actual digital, like the original digital whatever, to somebody else. You're relinquishing ownership.
How to make money on NFTs.
Oh, so he apparently created an image that renders differently based on where you're looking at it. I still don't understand. You know, I give this a big thumbs down.
I agree.
I don't know.
I'm going to give NFTs a big thumbs down.
So, with it being digital art, a reason that, so a lot of times it's creators who are artists who are doing this because it adds validity to it. So basically they're creating a way to say, there's no way that there is a fake of this because there can only be one of them. So it helps the artist to maintain, if I make something that people are like, wow, this is really cool. I'm going to copy it and no one's going to know. Well, people will know because they'll look at it and go, no, this is an NFT. Like the original was dated on this, created by this person. We have that in the logs. Save, Dave. So from that standpoint, it does help the artist to make more money because they're not off of that specific thing, but it's like, it's a protection of their work and their identity as an artist. So cool. Thumbs up for poop.
Well, how much money would you spend to poop in the most expensive motorhome ever? If your answer was
$100,000.
Ooh. Do I get the motorhome with the privilege to poop, or am I just pooping?
You get the privilege.
Does the motorhome come with that sweet ass car?
Okay. As a matter of fact, it does not. What? So apparently, there's a motorhome that is being sold by Volkner, who is apparently an RV builder in Germany, has revealed a luxury motorhome. The motorhome actually costs $7.7 million.
And it's sick.
If you also happen to own a $3 million Bugatti Chiron, you can actually store that car in the bottom of your RV.
That's crazy.
For a grand total of, you know, you only have to spend over $10 million.
Only the Bugatti? Is that the only one that'll fit?
Probably.
Well, maybe a smaller car, but that's such a low-profile car. I mean,
I'm pretty sure it's only going to be the Bugatti unless you've got something that's exactly the same size. It's pretty small, real low-profile.
You know what? I bet you could get a bunch of Vespas in there.
You probably could get a bunch of Vespas, yes. Maybe a lot of bicycles? I'm not sure.
You could also put like a treadmill on under there, like some other like workout stuff, and you could like wheel your gym out.
Mm. Oh, you could apparently put jet skis, ATVs, and motorcycles there too. So there you go.
Yes.
Oh, that thing must get like a mile a gallon or something. I mean, it's just so heavy.
Or it's like tanks. It's defined in gallons per mile.
A mile a gallon. Or a mile a liter.
Apparently, they will also upgrade your RV for $350,000 to an improved sound system.
Well, at that point, yes, obviously. After $7 million, what's another $350,000?
You know, if I had that much money, I'd also hire someone to drive that beast because that looks scary. That thing is huge.
Good call, Brian. I like that. Because who wants to be driving their RV when they can be RVing while it's being driven?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you could
hanging out back in that luxury suite back there. What's that?
I wonder if you could actually sit in the Bugatti underneath the RV and drive the RV from the Bugatti.
You could drive the RV.
They had something like that in
the remote control.
Or just swing it out onto the highway like a kid on
Furious.
Yeah, you know, or something like that. You just take off.
Oh, I bet this thing ends up in the next Fast and Furious movie.
This is a James Bond thing right here, where his car comes out from the RV. This seems like something that Q would give him.
Except it'll transform into a rocket.
The only thing it doesn't do is transform. I agree.
Like, because
turned into a.
The next Fast and Furious movie, they have to be in space. Not, they don't go to space like they did in this last one. It has to take place like on a space station.
They have to drive a space car. In Fast and Furious? Did they really? I've never watched a Fast and Furious movie. So did they go to space, really?
Yeah.
I think they treated the car like an ICMB to traverse the Earth very quickly.
You know, the only problem that I have with this is that this motorhome comes in the color of the outside that they chose is a very, reminds me of the last topic we talked about, poop brown.
Yeah, there's no good
way. Just go to Home Depot, get a couple gallons, and a roller, fix it, no problem.
Get some rattle cans.
Yeah, I just don't imagine who's going to want to buy this thing.
I do imagine it's going to be fun when the council cast gets together next week to do a live show from this RV. Check it out next week, all of our listeners. You're going to love it. It's going to be a fantastic experience for us and for you.
And I have no idea how to drive a car like that Bugatti, but I will wreck it for everyone. I promise you.
Stay tuned next week. We'll do it live.
Location.
Live from your location. We'll drive the RV to you.
We'll drive to you.
Drive the RV right to your door.
If you
just leave a comment in the video below on where you live, so we will come visit you.
Please add. Yep. Please add your full address to the comment section.
Bank account, social security number, the whole works. You know the jig. Mother's maiden name.
Mother's want all name. That info. We will make sure we.
My gosh. You know, well, that's a pretty good one.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up. Why not?
I am too. That's pretty crazy. I want to see it on the next Bond film.
All right. Well, I think with that, we're going to move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week. And
I had one earlier. Let's see if it comes back to me.
I have one. I want Elon to build a plane that when it lands, the bottom opens up so that my RV.
That's, so you can drive your RV onto the plane?
I can just,
that also has a Chiron underneath it?
Yes, yes. I want a plane to go with this. I want this to go into the billions, and I want it to be a plane attached to an RV attached to a car.
I was actually hoping that the plane would get into the RV, but I'm okay with this too.
I love this idea. I know what my pitch is for Elon.
All right.
I would like Elon Musk to take Jean-Luc Picard to space next.
Mm.
That's what I wanted to do.
All right. Take.
I love that.
Jean-Luc Picard to space. All right. Well, but on SpaceX rocket instead of Blue Origin's rocket.
Okay. Yep.
Whatever rocket's not going to blow up.
Fair enough. Yeah. Why not? I think that'll work. I think that I was recently dealing with, you know, some wiring around in my house for some electrical lines, and I think Mr. Musk should come up with a way for wireless power transmission for the home.
Tesla?
Exactly.
Tesla coil.
Just a massive Tesla coil that gets dropped off in your house.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, kids, don't touch that. My hair standing on end.
Yeah, you know, thumbs up for Nikola Tesla, Tesla coil.
Yep.
A thumbs up to whatever that was.
Sure.
Sure, why not?
I don't know. I watched this whole thing on Nikola Tesla, and he had this vision to have Tesla coils like just hanging out everywhere, shooting electrical storms off, and then people wouldn't have to have anything wired to be wireless energy. Mm-hmm. This idea for wireless, and like everyone's like, isn't that dangerous? He's like, no, it's just electricity. It's fine. There's nothing dangerous about it at all. Let's just start building these things. And people are like, it feels dangerous.
That might be a problem.
Isn't that dangerous? No, it's just plutonium.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Just plutonium.
All right. Dave, you got a pitch for us this week?
I would like Elon Musk to make sure the second half of the Dune movie gets created. So I would like him to buy out
half.
Yeah, the movie Dune is only the first part of the book.
Yeah,
it's and based on the yes, and based on the how well it does, how much money it makes in the first one makes, the second one may or may not get made. So I would like Elon Musk to buy all empty seats right before showtime, so then everybody who wants to go see the movie can, and everybody who doesn't, well, they have a ticket if they just ask Elon.
Yeah, maybe you could buy all the empty seats and then just give them away.
Exactly.
I like it.
Okay. I like that. Sure. I realize there's only going to be half the story, so thumbs up for finishing a story.
Yeah, Dune was too long to begin with. Thumbs up.
I'm just going to put Logan down for a mumble bot, so.
The runtime of the movie is like 2.5 hours as well. Dang. Of just the first part.
I mean, I haven't been doing that
much. I mean, you're trying to do a Boomhauer, but nobody can understand you. You can actually understand
Boomhauer. No one understands Boomhauer either.
Boomhauer, you can understand Boomhauer.
If you hung out with
him
long enough, maybe.
Yeah. Can you guys understand me?
All right, and with that, we're going to call this council meeting adjourned. Thank you for listening. We record this podcast live Tuesday nights on YouTube, and if you liked what you saw and want to check out all of our past episodes, you can go to councilcast.org, which you probably can't find all the past episodes for at least, like, I don't know, 20 of them. But you might be able to find them on YouTube or your favorite podcatcher. Actually, you probably wouldn't find them there either. Good luck finding the past episodes, I guess. If you do want them, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter @RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Bye.